Now we're going to turn to God's word tonight, and I want you to turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms. And if you have a Bible with you tonight, please turn with me to the book of Psalms. And if you don't have a Bible, please don't you worry about that. You listen as I read God's word, or if there's somebody beside you tonight with a copy of God's word, maybe they'll be kind enough to share with you. Now we're turning to Psalm number 4, the book of Psalms tonight, and we're in Psalm number 4. And we're going to take the time tonight just to read the whole psalm before I announce my text. Now we're in Psalm 4, and we're coming to verse number 1. Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing Selah? But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. For thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Amen. And we know that the Lord will add his blessing to that reading from his own precious truth. I want to ask a question tonight, and perhaps this question, God is going to use this question to put his finger tonight on what's going on in your heart. And God perhaps may be using this question tonight to identify what the problem is in your life. Now, what's the question tonight that may identify the problem that's going on in your life tonight? What's the question that may put the finger upon what's going on in your heart? Now, here's the question. What is it tonight? What is it that lies deep within the human heart that makes people so miserable? And what is it tonight that lies deep within the human heart that makes people feel so empty? What is it tonight? Listen, man, are you in this meeting tonight and the truth is you're most miserable? You're religious, but you're miserable. You're good, but you're miserable. What is it tonight that lies deep within the human heart that makes people so miserable? Listen, love. You're in this meeting tonight. And I wonder, is there a lady in this meeting tonight or a gentleman in this meeting tonight, and you feel most miserable and your life is so empty? What is it tonight? What is it tonight that has left our society a broken society? Listen, we tonight live in a broken society. And the society that surrounds us tonight is filled with lives that are ruined and lives that are broken. Lives tonight that's seeking for truth. Lives tonight that's seeking for hope. You know, friend, tonight, what is wrong with people? What is wrong with people tonight that they seem so miserable and they seem so empty? Listen, I know more people and have all the money in the world, but they're miserable. I know people this evening, and they have all the world's treasures, but my goodness me, they're empty. Wonder's that you tonight? You're someone most miserable, and you're someone most empty. You know, friend, my text tonight is a very strange one for this gospel mission. But it's the one that the Lord has laid on my heart tonight. Because I believe this text is the cry of many a person's heart. And I wonder tonight, is my text that the Lord has given to me, I wonder tonight, is this the cry of your heart? Now, what is my text and where can my text be found? Well, my text can be found tonight in the book of Psalms and Psalm number 4. And I want you to look at it with me, please, tonight, because here's my text. It's Psalm number 4 and it's verse number 6. Now, listen to what it says. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Do you know, friend, that's the cry of many people in Ballymena tonight. There be many in Ballymena tonight which cry, who will show us any good? That's the cry tonight in today's society. Who will show us any good? Do you know why? Because there have been different people seeking help. There have been the doctors, but it hasn't helped. Some have went to fortune tellers to try and find hope. But they haven't got it. Some have tried the drink and some have tried the drugs, seeking for some kind of life tonight. But that has all failed. And the cry within the broken heart tonight is, who will show me any good? Well, you know, friend, tonight, there's an answer to that question. And there are four things that the human heart craves for. Do you know what the four things are? The four things that the human heart craves for tonight. Number one, real life that's worth living. That's what people want tonight. People want real life that's worth living. The second thing people want is real happiness that's worth having. Boys, people want to be happy. Can't seem to find that. The third thing people want tonight is real peace that's worth possessing. Real peace that's worth possessing. And the fourth thing is real hope that's worth holding on to. Do you know I know people tonight who would give their right arm to find real life? I know people tonight would give their right arm just to find real happiness. And I know people tonight who would give their right arm to know real peace. And I know tonight people who would give their right arm and give all the things in the world away to just to find real hope that's worth holding on to. Who will show us tonight real life? Who will show us real happiness? Who will show us real peace? Who will show us real hope? Thank God tonight there's an answer. And that answer is in one person tonight. The Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus tonight is the source of real life. Life that's worth living, love. And the Lord Jesus is the source tonight of real happiness. Happiness that's worth having, dear. The Lord Jesus is the source of real peace. Real peace worth possessing, sinner. And the Lord Jesus is the source of all hope that's worth holding on to, my dear friend. Real life, real happiness, real peace, real hope. And that's the craving of the human heart tonight. And thank God Christ is able to give you those four things. Do you know what the Lord Jesus says tonight in John's Gospel, chapter number 10? In John's Gospel, chapter number 10, in verse 10, this is what Jesus says. I am come that they might have religion. Is that what the Lord Jesus says? For many, a lot of people believe that's what the Lord Jesus came to give. To give us religion. Lord Jesus didn't come to give you religion. The Lord Jesus didn't say, I am come to bore you to tears. Oh, the Lord Jesus said this, I am come that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. Thank God tonight there's life, abundant life in Jesus this evening. But you know, friend, here's where the problem lies. The problem lies tonight in here. It lies within the heart of man. It lies within the heart of you tonight. Do you know what the problem is? The problem is sin. People's blaming what's going on in today's society. People's blaming this. People's blaming that. People's blaming the other thing. The real problem, love, that you have is in here. The real problem that you have, sir, is in here. That's where all problems begin. The human heart. The Bible says the heart is deceitful. Above all things, desperately wicked. Do you wonder why people do things? That's the nature of the human heart. And the problem lies within the human heart. The Bible says that it lies within the inner man. And here's the problem. The problem is tonight sin. We're all suicide conscious. We're all drug conscious. We're all depression conscious. We're all this awareness and that awareness and the other thing awareness. We need to get sin awareness. Sin's the problem of the human heart. Sin's the problem of today's today. Sin, sin, sin. But talk about drink problem. What about the sin problem? Talk about drug problems. What about the sin problem tonight? Do you know why tonight you're miserable, man? Do you know why you're miserable, love? It's because of sin. And the Bible says in the second chapter of Ephesians that all sinners who were without the Savior are dead in trespasses and in sins. Now, what do I mean they are dead in trespasses and in sins? Do you know I describe people tonight who are without Christ like the children of Israel of long ago? They were in bondage. And listen tonight, love, you're in bondage. And listen, sir, you're in bondage. Now, here's the reality. You're alive tonight. You're alive. There's no doubt about it. You're sitting there alive. Some of you are smiling at me. Some of you are about to fall asleep. How that's possible, I do not know. But, man, a dear, you're alive. You're getting a wee giggle now. You're alive. I'm glad to hear you're alive. You're alive. But you've no life. No life. You're in this meeting tonight. You're alive, but you have no life. You have no life. I'm sure you heard the story about the undertaker. A man called Lewis Wilson. Lewis Wilson was a preacher in Chicago many, many years ago. And he was conducting a funeral. And as he was conducting the funeral and the funeral service was over, and he got into his car to follow the procession to the cemetery, but the car wouldn't start. Must have been driving a Citroen. Car wouldn't start. He says, what am I going to do? He says, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll hitch a wee ride with the undertaker. And the undertaker was a young man. He says, tell me this, young man. Could I hitch a wee ride to you to the cemetery for me? Car won't start. Jump in, he says, surely there's plenty of room in here. And there's a wee seat in and Lewis Wilson got in beside him. And on the way to the cemetery, Lewis Wilson, he wanted to witness to this young undertaker. It's good to talk to an undertaker, you know, they look after you when things go wrong. And he said, this young man, he says, tell me this. What do you think that the Lord Jesus meant when he said, let the dead bury the dead? He says, what do you think he meant, young man? Ah, he says, how could that be? How can a dead man bury another dead man? Well, he says, it's happening right now. He says, what do you mean it's happening right now? He says, aren't you a dead undertaker? He says, I'm not dead, I'm driving away here. Oh, he says, you're dead, all right. He says, do you see that gentleman in the back that we are bringing to the cemetery? Yes. He's dead. He's dead to his family. He's dead to his friends. He's dead to those who love him. He's dead. And you, young man, you're dead. What do you mean? You're dead to God. You're dead to God. And sinner friend, that man's right. If you're not saved tonight, you're dead to God. You're dead to God. And you're dead to God because of your sin. The Bible says we were born sinners. You weren't born Baptists. You weren't born Presbyterians. You weren't born this or that or the other. You were born sinners. And the Bible makes it clear. And it's about time we got back to the Bible. Do you not think that? It's about time we got back to the Word of God. And the Bible says that you were born a sinner. And you're dead tonight. You're a spiritual corpse tonight. You have no life. No life. And this young man, listen. He says, dead to God, that's a terrible thing. Being dead to God. Do you know, friend, it's a terrible thing to be dead to God tonight. And you might be sitting here tonight with your Bible in your hand, but if you don't have Christ in your heart, you're dead to God. You can sing the hymns. You can sit in this mission. And you can go to church every Sunday, but you're dead to God because of sin. You have no life. Lewis Wilson said to the young man, there's an answer. You can be made alive tonight. And he says, but look at me, whom he hath quickened, whom he hath made alive. Thank God the Lord Jesus can make you alive tonight. He can make you alive. Glory to God. But when you see the faces here, I don't think you believe it. I can tell you, friend, the Lord Jesus can make you alive tonight. Do you want to be made alive tonight? Do you want to get real life? That's worth living. There is life tonight for a look at the crucified one. And there's life at this moment for you. And friend, I want you to look at Calvary's cross. And I want you to see the crucified one there. I want you to see him dying in your place. I want you to see him suffering in your place. I want you to see him bleeding in your place. Because Calvary's cross, and the one who died there, died that we might have eternal life. And you know, God hath given me eternal life tonight. And this life is in his Son. Eternal life is not in a church. Eternal life is not in creeds. Eternal life is not in catechisms. Eternal life is in his Son. And God wants to give you real life tonight that's worth living. Secondly, he wants to give you real happiness that's worth having. Listen, listen here. Are you listening? Hope you're listening. There's nothing wrong about being a Christian and being happy. We should be the happiest people on earth. And when you see, do you know there's some places I preach in? It's the most dearest, driest. There was one night I'm not going to tell you where I was preaching, and it wasn't Billy. And I was preaching one night, and they were singing that chorus. You know the chorus? Joy, joy, my heart is filled with joy. And I was smiling the first way through. I'll tell you, I wasn't smiling the second way through. You want to see the people singing? Joy, joy, my heart is filled with joy. Do you want to know someone? Listen, Christian, are you listening? You and me and every one of us who knows Christ should be the happiest people on this earth. And friend, if you're happy, let our face show it, because if the world sees us walking about like lurking spades, what are they going to say? What do you only get saved for when you have a face like that? Did you hear about Sammy Workman? Did you hear about Sam Workman done one night? He was having a mission in Belfast. And these two brethren men, now it wasn't Gospel Hall brethren, there were two brethren in the Lord. And they were doing the door. And they seen wee Sam Workman coming, and they thought, boys, we'll make a wee bit of a good appearance. And these two young lads were walking down the footpath. And they jumped out and they says, excuse me, gentlemen, would you like to come into the meeting? And one of the wee lads, you know, Belfast boys are like, they're not afraid to tell you what they think. Says, no, sir, we're not one for funerals. Desperate. I see some Christians, honest to goodness. Let me see who's saved here tonight. Look at verse number 7. What did the psalmist say? Thou hast put gladness in my heart. Glory to God, he put gladness in my heart. Do you know the night when I was saved? The night I was saved, I went into the church hall there, Knocknacloy. I'm a Knocknacloy man, do you know? Born and bred in Knocknacloy man. County Tyrone. Through and through. You can take the man out of Tyrone, you can't take Tyrone out of the man. And I went to a mission in Knocknacloy Church of Ireland. And don't you tell me you'll hear nothing in the Church of Ireland. Because anything I don't like tonight is preachers who knock other denominations. God has a servants everywhere. And I remember going into the Knocknacloy Church of Ireland tonight with three lads. And I remember sitting down that night, and I'll tell you, I was the loneliest, saddest creator in the place. Now, I love life. I was at one time a local, I know this is hard to believe, I was a local idiot. You know a local idiot? I wasn't into badness, well, only when I was caught. But I was a local idiot. Didn't do anybody any harm, no. But you know, there came a point about when I was 19 and a half, many years ago is that now, 10. And all of a sudden, I was sitting in Ivan Kearns's one. Ivan Kearns was a local bar, pub on Clay Street. And I remember sitting one night, and I was drinking two bottles of Tennent's in a pint glass. And all of a sudden, bang, Wednesday night it was, I said to myself, is this it? Is this all I have to make me happy? For about 6 long weeks, I would say, 6 long weeks, I was the most loneliest, miserable creator, and that's a word, a thrown word, creator. And Derek Lone, the local Nissan dealer, invited myself and Norman, who's driven me up here this evening, and a couple of other lads, brought us, sent us to the mission. And Norman and Mark and Noel were saved two nights prior to this. And remember the minister, he got up to preach. And remember the wee group that got up to sing. And all of a sudden, my ears was opened. And that night, friend, I says, this is what I need. This is what's wrong with me. And on that night, the 26th of August, it was a Monday night, a windy, howling August night, in 1985, do you know what happened? I came to Jesus as I was. As I was. Do you know how I was that night? I wasn't in a shirt and tie and trousers and a waistcoat. Not a waistcoat. I thought and believed only snooker players wore waistcoats back then. That's how I came. Do you know how I came? I came in an old UDR jumper and a pair of jeans on me and Dr. Martin boots. That was it. And listen to me. You Christians, you listen. If any young person comes into this mission with 6-inch nails through their eyelids and whatever it is hanging from their ears, listen to me. Don't frown at them. Throw your arms around them and tell them that you love them. Tell them you're glad to see them. They're searching for happiness. That night I came to Jesus as I was. I was weary, worn and sad. I was. But I found in him a resting place. And that night, he made me glad. Oh, friend, the Lord Jesus tonight is not in the business of making people miserable. He's in the business of making people glad tonight. I tried the broken cisterns, but the waters failed. And as I stooped to drink, they fled and mocked me as I wheeled. Here's a personal word of testimony. Now, you listening? Now none but Christ can satisfy. None other name for me. There's love and there's life and there's everlasting joy. Where is it? Lord Jesus. Found in me. Found in me. Who can show us any good tonight? The Lord Jesus can. He can give you life worth living, happiness worth having, peace worth possessing. What does he say in John 14, verse 27? My peace I give unto you. Listen, love, for years you've been looking peace. There's people tonight and they're depending upon tablets to give them peace. There's one tonight that can give you real peace. His peace tonight is not as the world giveth. His peace is an inner peace. His peace tonight is the peace of God that passeth all understanding. And tonight, friend, you can have it. Why? Because he made peace through the blood of his cross. An unsaved sinner, friend, tonight, you are not at peace with God. You're an enemy of God tonight. What do you mean I'm an enemy of God? If you're not saved in this meeting and you're a Christ rejecter, you're an enemy of God. An enemy of God. In 1954, Billy Graham done a mission in London, England, in Wembley Stadium. He went to 10 Downing Street under the invitation of Sir Winston Churchill. More than nine times, Winston Churchill made the statement, Dr. Graham, I am a man without peace tonight. I'm a man without peace. And you know, friend, you're tonight without peace. And perhaps tonight there's a past sin that you're feeling guilty over. And I'll tell you, you should be troubled about your sin tonight. And I can tell you, you've got sin tonight. You were born in it. And I'll tell you tonight, it's dragging you by the nose to hell. And the Lord Jesus says, if you die in your sins, therefore you cannot come. And I want you tonight to look to the cross. And I want you to see those wounded hands. Those wounded hands that says, God loves you tonight. Do you believe it? Do you believe God loves you? If you believe God loves you, say amen. 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 Do you see that thorn-scarred brow of his? That's God's way of saying, I love you. And sinner friend, look to the cross tonight. Look at that bleeding, dying form of one and say, that's the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And the human heart is crying out for love tonight. Real love. But it can't find it. But sinner friend, you can find it tonight by looking at the cross. Because in this was manifested the love of God toward us. Listen, God loves you tonight. God loves you. God loves drunkards tonight. Sit up straight and listen to it and believe it. God loves the drug addicts. God loves the down and outs tonight. Christian friends, show them love, will you? Show them love. And God loves you tonight. No matter what you've done, no matter who you are, listen, God loves you. He loves you. And tonight he wants you to come to him. Troubled soul, he wants you to give you his peace. Tonight he made peace through the blood of his cross. And you can have this peace tonight. You can know this peace. You can feel this peace. You can possess this peace. You know, friend, God tonight gives what you want tonight, real peace. Who will show us any good? Who will show us any life? Jesus will show you any life. Who will show us real happiness tonight? Jesus will show you real happiness tonight. Who will show me real peace tonight? Jesus will show you real peace tonight. Ah, but finally, who will show me any hope tonight? Jesus will show you hope tonight. Thank God there's hope in my blessed Savior. If you're sitting in this meeting tonight, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12 spells it all out. How you're sitting, having no hope without God in the world. That's how you're living. You're living without hope and without God. That's how you're dying tonight. That's how you're dying. Without hope and without God. That's how you're going to go into eternity. Having no hope and without God. You know the gospel inside out, but you're not saved. That's how you're living. That's how you're dying. That's how you face eternity tonight. And I don't care how many gospel meetings you go to. You're without hope, sinner friend. You're without God. And you're on the road to hell. No hope. And without God. On 24th of July, 1990, three police officers, along with a Roman Catholic nun, were blown up by a terrorist bomb on the Killalea Road just outside Armagh City. I knew the three officers. Cyril Willis, Jimmy Hansen, Davy Sturrett. Knew them well. Based at Kellyton RUC at the time. But at Jimmy Hansen's funeral, it was left by himself that if anything was to happen, they were to sing this hymn at his funeral. You know what the hymn was? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Dear friend, tonight, the problem with you is in here. The matter is sin. But I want to point you tonight now to a man who is the answer to that sin, a man who can take away that sin, a man tonight who can cleanse from that sin, the man that is called Jesus. And tonight, as we bring this meeting to a close, He's the one tonight who will show you what you want to see. He's the one tonight who can give you what you want to have. Real life, aye. Real happiness, oh aye. Real peace, oh yes. Real hope, oh yes. Jesus wants to give you tonight what you want to have. And tonight, you can have it before you leave. And tonight, perhaps God, through this message, has been speaking to your heart and has identified what's going on in that life. And listen, it might be hidden from me, and it might be hid from everybody else around you, but I'll tell you, it hasn't been hid from God. God knows it. And God has touched you tonight. Touched you somewhere. And you know it. And He wants tonight to deal with it in the person of His Son tonight. And friend, as we bring this meeting to a close, I want you to think of Him tonight, the Lord Jesus. What He's did for you. And what He can do for you tonight before you leave. He wants to give you what you cannot find anywhere else. He wants to give you real life, real happiness, real hope, real peace. Do you want it tonight? Let's all bow in a wee word of prayer together. We're going to have no hymn tonight. I want every head bowed now, please. Every head bowed, every eye closed. And as we bow together in prayer, friend, I don't know who God has been speaking to, neither it's my business, it's your business in the Lord. If you're brokenhearted tonight, come to Christ. If you have no life tonight, come to Christ. If you have no happiness tonight, come to Christ. If you have no peace tonight, come to Christ. If you have no hope tonight, come to Christ. Listen. The reason is He wants to save you tonight. He wants to set you free tonight from that awful burden of sin. And tonight the Lord is saying to you right now, come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And tonight, you can come to Jesus just the way you are. You can say tonight, just as I am, thou wilt receive. Wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe. O Lamb of God, I come. And listen, friend, tonight. You want me to help you tonight? Please just say to me at the door and we'll go into a wee quiet spot. I'm the most easiest, soft-hearted man to talk to. Don't be one bit afraid. And I'm not here to force you into anything. But if you need help tonight, come and see us.